Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, one half of Novelas con Cafecito. If you've already listened to our episodes, then this isn't for you. This is what we're calling episode zero. So in episode one, we decided we're going to talk about Teresa. We go into why or what we love about telenovelas, but we also talk a little bit about Teresa, summarize it. It didn't dawn on us until like episode six that people might not be rewatching it with us. Some people don't know Spanish, so they can't watch the novela. Some people watched it a long time ago and they just haven't rewatched it. And so we're talking about all these characters and people might not know who is who. So in episode six, we summarize every character, but it makes more sense to have it as an episode zero introduction type thing. So listen to this if you're not familiar with who is who.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina. Let's summarize the characters.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, Teresa is the main character. Yes. Her sister. Yeah. Let's start with her family. Maybe that won't be confusing. So, Rosa is her 15-year-old sister. And
who
her
loves
parents.
Gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. Her life revolves around gymnastics. Doña Refugio is her sourpuss mom, amargada as mom. And Don Armando is her dad, who is a car mechanic that doesn't dress like a car mechanic.
Yes. And then we have her love interest. The love of her life is Mariano, right? Future doctor Mariano, current taxi driver.
Sexy as Mariano, yes.
Beautiful, beautiful Mariano, yes. Then I do not know his dad's name, but we always...
I don't know his dad's name either.
Yeah,
we refer to him. Oh, you thought I knew it? I don't know.
No, I thought you did, yeah.
No, I just refer to him as Mariano's dad.
Yes, so that will be him for us.
I might also say Father Mariano, I don't know.
You haven't said that yet. So.
I know, but I just thought of it now.
I like it. And then we have, let's see, Doña Juana is Teresa's godmother.
Godmother, also known as the neighborhood chismosa.
Yes.
Also known as the neighborhood prude.
Yes.
And the seamstress of the neighborhood.
Yes, yeah. She makes really good stuff. She makes all of Teresa's outfits. And then we have a mariachi guy.
We don't know his name either.
I think it's Gumberto, but...
But that's not a real name.
So we refer to him as mariachi guy. He is the one who sings, right? Mariachi. And he is the love interest for Doña Juana. Who pretends like she doesn't want him, but she does.
But she does. But she does. And he's also a member of the vecindad. So we're starting with the vecindad first.
Yes. Yeah. And then we have Esperanza. She is Teresa's friend, the nurse who doesn't have a job, who is...
The nurse whose real job is to be a side piece.
Yes.
Full-time side piece that leaves her no time to work.
No time to work. Then we have Joni. Joni is...
Her brother.
Yes, her brother. Rosa's love interest. He works...
The 30-year-old high school dropout. And we say that because... So if you haven't watched it, then you wouldn't know, I guess, how old he looks. But he's playing... He's either playing someone in their late teens or early 20s. But he looks 30.
He looks 40.
Don't accept. I think he looks 30.
Okay, because
look
we're close to 30, and we look way younger than him.
He's on the worst end of looking 30.
On the worst end, yeah.
No. I just was saying that's Joni, and then we have Pablito, who is Esperanza and Joni's little brother, who is sick with something. They don't know yet what it is.
And then we have another sibling of theirs, who's we never know their name.
We don't even know their name.
No.
And then their mom.
Yeah. Doña Nachita is the mom. And then is that everyone from La Vecindad?
Well, I guess Doña Nachita has a husband whose name I don't know. But they show him.
This episode, yeah.
And I don't know his name, but he's Doña Nachita's husband. So let's see. I think that's everyone, right? From La Vecindad?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Aurora, who is Teresa's best friend. Went to the preppy high school with her, and she has a crush on Mariano.
Yes. And then we have her dad is a doctor. I can't remember his name, but he works in the same hospital where Pablito's getting treated.
Or Esperanza fake works.
Fake works, yeah. Then we have Aida. Aida is Teresa's...
La desesperada.
Yeah, Aida, la desesperada.
She's her enemy.
Yeah, she's her enemy. Paulo, she loves Paulo, right? And Paulo is...
Aida loves Paulo.
Yeah, yeah, not Teresa. Paulo is Teresa's ex. And he is still all hung up on her, right? And she doesn't care, except that she wants revenge on him. Mm-hmm. So that's Paulo. We have Paulo's mom.
Well, we should have said Aida's parents.
Oh, shit. Yeah, first. I forgot about them again. Yeah.
So Aida's dad is Ruben. We see a lot of him because he is the man whore.
Because he's a pig.
Yeah. He is literally like, you know, when you think, when you hear the saying that men are trash, it's his picture next to that.
Yes. Like, Ruben.
He's the definition of that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, he's her dad. He's the whore. The mom, we don't know her name.
So she will be referred to as Aida's mom.
Aida's mom, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And then we have Paulo, which we already talked about. Paulo's mom is Genoveva. We'll learn more about her later. She has an important, not important, but sort of more important role than she does right now later.
Does she? I don't remember that.
Yeah, she's the side. I think she's the next side piece for Ruben.
Oh, I thought he liked them young.
Oh my God, is that it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Profe.
Yes. Creepy profe.
Okay. So what's his name?
Arturo de la Barrera.
Yes. So he is the profe. Okay. So we had profe, which yeah. is Arturo de la Barrera. And we're never going to call him that. We're going to call him profe or creepy profe.
Yes. He is Teresa's former teacher, current
current. She's daddy. Currently pursuing him.
Yes. He is paying for her college.
Like in a form of a stipend.
Yeah.
She's going to pay it back by working for him later. At that moment. Yeah. Really, she's going to pay him back with the WAP. But
he doesn't know. Yeah.
On the surface, they're like, you just have to work for me. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have Profe's sister, who Luisa. I have referred to as. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just can't hear that name. I'm just kidding. As sister profe, but her name is Luisa.
Yes, and she is very boring.
on purpose, yeah. Even like the way they like dress her, and then the way she like the talks
facial
and moves,
expressions. Like, yeah, I feel like that's everyone.
I think so. Oh well, there's some doctors who we barely meet, like met recently. I don't know their names.
Yeah. Yeah, so they'll just be Pablito's doctor, the doctor that Mariano Pablito's knows,
who is. Yeah. The brother of Pablito's doctor.
But yeah, I feel like we got all the main people.
Yeah, yeah. The side characters, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think we got mostly everyone.